And now how this bill is affecting the markets. When Wall Street opened, stocks were down. In Europe, stocks were also down. Jonathan Friedland is here from The Guardian. And tell us what the markets did in Europe today.
Well, they opened on a close and carried on falling, and confidence really shaken by the notion that the banks more widely are going to have to step in and foot the bill, or at least some of the bill, for the latest move, which is the nationalisation by the British government of the Bradford and Bingley Bank, yet another one of these banks that had to be taken over the second here in Britain. But, you know, these are falling, it seems like, dominoes around the world.
Bradford and Bingley, big bank, big mortgage lender.
A big mortgage lender began life as one of the, as the name suggests, as actually one of the sort of regional or small-scale building societies, which are really kind of like mutual-friendly societies in the Victorian era, concentrated on the city of Bradford. And this was really, in a way, how people bought houses until 10, 15 years ago, which is they would go to their local sort of mutual society where, much like the bank in It's a Wonderful Life, you know, run mm-hmm. by the James Stewart character, where just local people put their money in and the local money went out again to help people buy a home. That model endured for a very long time until they demutualized and gave up that kind of mutual membership structure and instead became regular banks. And Bradford and Bingley became one of the bigger ones, but fragile given the credit crunch, and that's why the government have had to step in here.
Now, the U.S.'s financial problems have obviously affected the world. And tell us, is it because the markets are so interconnected and these banks have holdings all over the world, is it partly that, but also partly because British banks did what U.S. banks did, and that was to enter into this risky world of mortgage-backed securities?
They didn't do it directly in the sense of lending people subprime mortgages right here. In a way, that was a knock-on effect, that they had their finances so intricately wound up, especially across the Atlantic, where people were buying debt and selling it on. Nevertheless, the idea of allowing people to borrow almost indefinitely based on their house and their home, that absolutely did happen here. That was the area, rather, in which people here did sort of float on this credit boom, rather than the very specific subprime circumstances that we know about from the United States.
Tell us, what do the Brits think of the Americans now? They were angry to begin with about the Iraq War and angry with Tony Blair for going along with it. What do they think now that there is this big financial crisis that originated here?
Well, there is some degree of irony that the country which is most associated with freewheeling capitalism in the world has now just engaged in the biggest government takeovers anyone has ever seen anywhere. And there are plenty of jokes that how ironic that it's not just the United States, but Wall Street and a Republican president who are leading to the resurgence of Bolshevist economics. Also, I think there is a sense that the degree of interest here in this country and all throughout the world, really, in the current American election is so fervent, and I think people misunderstand that, thinking it's just the soap opera quality. There was also a sense that really now the crucial decisions that will affect everybody's individual lives in countries far, far, far from America are being settled in America. There's a sense that really it is America that is absolutely making the weather that we all have to live with. No one thinks of this really anymore as a foreign election because they know their own lives, their own pocketbooks, their own economic well-being is determined these days by events in the United States.
Jonathan Friedland is a columnist for Britain's Guardian newspaper. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay with us. NPR's Day to Day continues.